One last thing before I go. The other thing that really fucking pisses me off and makes me angry is there really is an ever-increasing growing list of things that make me angry, as I realize as I do these shows. Is niggers. Now, here's the thing. What if it just took this weird turn? All of a sudden, it's like, what the fuck? All right, we've been dicking around for 2 hours now. Let's cut the crap. All right. So one of the things I hate is like stupid, really stupid products that are like their existence is predicated upon a false premise, you know, like they don't need to fucking exist and they're pushed on us like they, you know, there's tons of shit like, do you guys have that infomercial for the egg wave? Do you have that up here? Yeah, that's a perfect example. Like just this nonsensical thing, some asshole, you know, on fucking disability came up with in his shed, you know, and now he's trying to make some money. And it's this idea like, the egg wave, finally, a way to make it, you know, it's a way to make fucking eggs in a microwave, you know? And it's got these, you know, it's got all the, and there's tons of products like it where this guy's trying to cook an egg and he can't somehow cook an egg. The egg is defeating him. I don't... You know, in fucking 2,000 years of civilization, man has not conquered the egg, you know. I can't seem to make it work. There's got to be a better way, you know. Yes, the egg wave, finally, you can, you know, it's just this ridiculous, nonsensical thing that, you know, and there's tons of them. All the infomercials are, you know, a way to spool up your, you know, fucking hose, you know, your lawn hose, like, you know what, just fucking wrap it around. What about this? What about the old sailor thing? What happened with that? You know? I mean, unless you're a fucking 90-year-old invalid, then fucking wrap up your fucking hose and move on, you know? Stop your bitching. Anyway, and this is not really in that category, but it's sort of like it, and this is about a product that is, like, kind of geared towards being cool. Like, it's a cool spin on an old thing. Like, we took this thing that I'll show you in a second and fucking totally hippified it. And here's an example, and I hope all y'all can see this, but of just this kind of thing that I fucking hate, and it's clearly, it's unnecessary. And people buy it. People fucking fall for it. They go, cool. That's cool. I want to try one of those, you know. All right, so here it is. All right. It says, what's for breakfast at Cozy? Let's see. Bagel? It's small type. Kind of a plain bagel. It's nothing. It's nothing much to speak of. It's, what's for breakfast at Cozy? I assume it's bagel. I don't know. I would assume it's bagel. Because most places have bagels, and I don't... Why are you... It's kind of... It's a bagel, right? Nah, dude. Not at Cozy. Not a bagel. Try Squiggles! Square bagels! That's right! Square bagels! Yeah! Look at that shit! It's square, not round. It's hip to be square! Remember that shitty song by that shitty band 20 motherfucking years ago? That's right, Squiggles! Don't be oppressed by the tyranny of round. That's bullshit. That's for your old man, man. Hey, old man. Hey, grandpa. Here's you and your bagel. Hump, fall, roll away. Boo-hoo. Here's my generation's bagel. Fall, roll. It's right there. Right there. It's square, motherfuck. Fuck you, motherfuck. Thank you guys very much. You guys kicked ass. You guys were really fucking cool, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.